Hi, this is a petition for Darashal Johnson, D-A-R-A-C-H-E-L-L-E-J-O-H-N-S-O-N. Darashal Johnson, date of birth is 8-1987, date of accident 6-30-2022. Date of service will be 12-22-2022. The patient is here for a evaluation, follow-up visit. She reports that she is undergoing pain in the neck, right shoulder, right elbow, both hands, which are numb on the thumb and the little finger. She has no pain in the middle back or lower back, and she describes that she has a hard time lifting her arm beyond 90 degrees. Overall, the pain level is around between 3 to 5, and the patient is the patient has been unable to work as the light duties are not available. And she has had an MRI that shows a herniated disc. It showed a bulging disc at C3-4, C4-5, C5-6. And she is also having a inflammation and partial tear of the supraspinatus tendon. This is a history for Darashal Johnson. Date of visit is 12-22-2022. Date of birth 8-1987. And date of accident 6-30-2022. This patient was injured at work in Amazon when she hit her elbow on a container go-kart, and that caused her injury to the elbow, shoulder, and the neck. The patient reported that she did not fall or a direct fall to the shoulder. The patient started having mild headaches along with loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, confusion, as well as pain in the right side of the neck, right shoulder, elbow, and right hand, with radiation of the pain in the posterior part of the right arm, C5-6 nerve distribution, with numbness and tingling of the right thumb and the right fifth finger. The sign Fallon sign were found positive for carpal in the beginning. The patient has done physical therapy, and at this time she has continuation of the symptoms, and her MRIs have been discussed at length. Her ADLs are not gravely affected. She is able to move around and drive around, but her right shoulder still has a problem lifting beyond 90 degrees when she experienced severe pain. 50% relief has been obtained so far with the current treatment protocol. Once again, the ADL is affected only in the area of sleep, which is 6. And the neurology and psych in system review, patient has headaches which are now milder and less frequent and not associated with any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, or any double vision, fainting, blackout, seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, confusion, disorientation, or any loss of memory. However, she reports anxiety, depression, and poor work performance and difficulty sleeping. In the pain and numbness, patient reports neck stiffness and the shoulder stiffness on the right, and pain in the right wrist and hand, right shoulder, and the neck area. There is no difficulty walking. GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, and incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, trouble swallowing. In the GU, patient has no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reported the numbness down the right and the left hands and pinky finger right is locking up for last 2 weeks, two times per week. And overall, 50% improvement is reported by the patient, and there are no other relevant medical history changes, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma in last 6 months, but she does report 6 pound loss of weight. Current pain medications are Tylenol, codeine. Substance abuse, patient reports alcohol and marijuana for additional relief. The compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen, and physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 190 over 104, pulse is 92, pulse ox is 100, The rest of the exam is from previous visit, which is 1123-2022, dictation number 1130-031. Make sure that there is a spasm of the trapezoidal on the upper fibers and tenderness of the rotator cuff muscle and tenderness of the right olecranon process and triceps tendon. Other than that, rest of the findings are okay. Patient is continuing physical therapy 3 times per week with traction massage to the neck and right shoulder and elbow, right knee, wherever the pains are. She will remain able from work and housework. And patient is advised that her injections into the supraspinatus, infraspinatus tendon, triceps tendon, injection to the trapezius trigger points might bring some additional relief, which are being advised, and they will be done in next week. Other than that, patient is provided medications that are as follows. Mobic 15 milligram twice once a day for anti-inflammatory, Acifax 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Tylenol, codeine for pain incidentally, 30 tablets, Xanax 1 milligram at night for sleep and relaxation and panic relief removal, and Neurontin 600 milligram twice a day, and Furoset 1 or 2 every 6 hours PRN. Other than that, no other findings. Thank you very much. She'll be seen in 30 days time otherwise.